Thank you, Barra. Now let's return to one of our main stories this morning, the news that there's been a fall of over 40% in the number of pupils in Northern Ireland taking GCSE French over the past decade. That's according to a detailed study of language learning in schools here carried out by the British Council. It also suggests that almost half of primary schools here offer no foreign language lessons for pupils. The British Council's findings echo those of a BBC survey into post-primary modern languages published in February. Let's get more on this, shall we, with Janice Carruthers, who is a Professor of French Linguistics at Queen's University and a member of the steering group for this report. Good morning, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Karen.
How worried are you by the findings?
We are very concerned about these findings, but we're not surprised by them. We've known that this is the position for some time. You can see from the findings that the greatest falls are in French and German. The position in Spanish is a lot healthier, and I think it's important to say that the numbers actually have been rising at GCSE in Spanish. And the position in Irish is not as great a cause for concern as French and German.
Should we be surprised, in a sense, that Spanish is spoken by many more people than French or German? So this is people taking a practical option.
Yes, it is people taking a practical option. But we can't be complacent about the picture at GCSE, because when you move up to A-level, you find there that although, again, Spanish and Irish are not in as difficult a situation, there is nonetheless a drop, and then there's a much larger drop in the case of French and German. So this is something that we now need action on. This is the second survey this year to have shown these figures. We want to get positive messages about languages out to young people. It's time, really, for action in this area, because these figures, they do come as no surprise to us.
Presumably, it's about exposing children to language, the sound of it, the joy of it, from a very early age. And if they're not even being exposed to it in most primary schools, you've got a huge problem.
Yes, so you'll have seen from the survey reports that only 55% of primary schools now have languages as part of their curriculum. And we know that that's partly linked to the closure of the primary languages programme. There is a lot of evidence, research evidence internationally, that an intensive programme at primary school level, and it needs to be intensive, it needs to have a significant amount of time in the school timetable allocated to language, is particularly effective. And a lot of our international competitors have this sort of programme in place. It won't actually work to put in a programme at primary level that has a very small amount of language. So if it's going to be put back in at primary level, it does need to be a fully funded programme.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that it's time for languages to be made compulsory at primary school?
Well, I would just say that languages are compulsory at primary school everywhere else in the UK. So we're the outlier there. So the short answer to that is...
How is that justified in Northern Ireland if it's mandatory in every other region?
It shouldn't be happening. But I have to say that, you know, if it's going to be put back in at primary school as compulsory, it does need to be fully funded. And it also, I think, has to be said, it's not a silver bullet. We also need a great deal of support to go in at secondary level. There's plenty of evidence that languages can also be learnt because of the stage of cognitive development that teenagers are at, that they can actually be learnt very successfully at secondary level. And at this point in time, a great deal of support needs to go in at secondary level in Northern Ireland. You know, ideally, we'd have that fully funded primary programme, but we also need the secondary support at the moment.
Why was it ever allowed to be removed as a compulsory subject?
So it was removed as a compulsory subject way back in 2004. And obviously, if I'd been taking the decision, it wouldn't have been. So, you know,
there were valued assessments made at the time.
There were. I think part of the problem is the sort of issue that's coming to the fore now, which is pupils perceiving that languages are difficult. That is the always top of the list when you conduct these surveys. It came out in the BBC survey. It's come out in the British Council Language Trends report. That has something to do with it. Perceptions that languages are difficult. And I think what we need to do, those of us working in the languages sector, but also the government, business, civil society, is to get the positive messages about languages out to our young people and to turn this situation around.
All right. Thank you for coming in and seeing us this morning. Good to meet you.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Karen.
Janice Carruthers there, Professor of French Linguistics at Queen's University. And a few thoughts on this. If you've studied a language and it's perhaps shaped your career or led you to broadening your horizons across the world, or perhaps you've switched languages, whatever your story might be, we'd love to hear from you. We've got 35 minutes here in the programme. Drop us a text on 81771. Calls at your standard rate. No.